Joining us is New York Mills Activities Director Matt Radnicki, and he's here to talk a little bit about an event coming up tomorrow in the New York Mills community. It's a Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame event, and I'll just let you talk more about it, Matt. What is this whole event, and what do you know about it?
Yeah, this Saturday, April 15th, we are hosting our third annual New York Mills Wall of Fame, Hall of Fame induction ceremony at City Hall at New York Mills. And it's a chance to just honor people in our community or that have done, you know, wonderful things. It's the Wall of Fame aspect of it, more geared towards civic, you know, duties that have been done in our community and things that have promoted and helped our community to grow and to stay strong. And then the Hall of Fame aspect is looking at our athletic endeavors that have been done in our school system and honoring those individuals and giving them a chance to talk a little bit about where they're at and their legacy, or have people come and talk to us and share kind of those times that were, you know, special times in the history of our school athletic programs.
Yeah, and it's an awesome couple things you have going there. Matt, where was the idea for this? Where did it come from? I know you said it's the third annual this year. How did this get started, and how did it get to where it is today?
Well, a lot of credit goes to one of our basketball coaches and softball coach, Brian Dunrood. He kind of organized it, but we got the idea from Perham and Wadena and some other schools that have done this. And, you know, you walk into their gyms and you see a lot of times plaques on the walls honoring either teams or individuals that have had a lot of success. So we just thought it would be a good thing to do to give some recognition and keep the history alive of New York Mills activities and athletics, you know, in our community and our school.
And, you know, you talk about the keeping the memories alive and getting a chance to relive them and enjoy some of the big moments in New York Mills, not just in the school, but in the city as a whole. How fun is that event just to see everybody come together and get to talk about these things?
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, it's, you know, people that come up there always leave going, you know, I didn't know that about this person, or I didn't know that about this team. And you learn something, you know, every day, and learn more and elaborate upon the, you know, why this started, or what, you know, why this person chose to do this. And, you know, this year we're honoring in the Wall of Fame Howard Lund, who obviously is the founder of Lund Boats, and you know, big legacy not only for New York Mills community but surrounding communities with, you know, jobs and so forth created. And Dean Simpson, a person that was mayor in our community and started Eagles Cafe, or Eagles grocery store, excuse me, Mills Country Market, I should say. And, you know, built it up, and then it was a state legislature and continued to be civic-minded to help area communities with what he did in the legislature. So, you know, those are our two Wall of Fame recipients. And then our two athletic ones are the 1977 girls basketball team, and then also Paul Jokla, who did a lot of good things on the fields for us here in New York Mills and on the tennis court. So, I mean, this is a chance to kind of learn about their history a little bit. Some people are more aware of it than others. It's a chance for some younger people, even like myself, to get it, oh, you know, this happened and we did this, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that time to get to people to come and learn and get to enjoy all this. I know you mentioned it earlier, but when is that event again? And just talk about everything that goes on with that.
Yeah, so it'll be this Saturday, April 15th. It's New York Mills City Ballroom, which is right above the offices of New York Mills and so forth there on the corner. And it starts at 6 o'clock with a social. You don't have to eat the meal. So you don't have to buy the meal. The meal's $15. It's a catered meal that's being brought in. But again, the meal's optional. If you just want to come and meet the inductees and hear about some of our history and some of the accolades and legacies, we'd love to have people to show up and listen to that. And the inauguration or inducting speeches, and that'll start at 7 o'clock, where we'll introduce the four people or the four entities and then give them a chance to be introduced by friends and talk to them about some specifics about what we're looking at. So, and then afterwards, this is a time just to try to make it very casual, another time to just, people can just ask questions and talk amongst themselves and just have some free time to socialize. So it's this Saturday starting at 6 o'clock. Again, the MC and the inductions will start at 7 o'clock.
All right, and Matt, one last question for you here. You've been a part of this process and the organization and getting everything ready. How fun has that process been, and how excited are you to get to see this all come together?
Well, it's been a lot of fun, you know, and again, there's a lot of worthy candidates that we have in our history. We have a rich history of civics in our community. We have a rich history in our athletics and activities. And, you know, the one problem that we kind of have is we don't want to overdo do too many at one time. But at the same time, we're catching up a little bit, and it's just been, I've learned a lot about just some of the legacies, even the 1977 first state championship team, and you know, some of the things that they did and some of the little stories you don't hear and that are pretty neat and show, you know, just the camaraderie amongst the players. So it's been very fortunate just to be part of that process, and I'm appreciative of what we have.
We're talking with Matt Radnicki. He's the activities director at New York Mills, as he's given us a little bit of insight on this New York Mills Wall of Fame, Hall of Fame stuff that's going on this Saturday. Matt, we appreciate the time and best of luck with the event.
Thank you very much.